This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, this is episode 5 of BookCareers.com Live, and this week I want to look at the question, can you really ruin someone's career? One of the things I see a lot of through my careers practice are clients who have, for one reason or another, had a blip in their career. They may not have made their probation, they might have only fallen out with someone. They might have kept their job, but not succeeded as well as they could have, usually held back by another colleague or office politics. Or they might have been missold the job or promoted above their level of competence. They might have applied for promotion and been turned down, or they could have been fired or even decided to quit on the spot, there and then, and walk out of the office never to return. Whatever the reason, as mature adults and grown-ups, we do not have the right to threaten or prevent someone from succeeding in their chosen career just because we might not like them, or in our opinion, they are not suited to the job. Even if you feel that you may have the power to ruin someone, unless they've been doing something illegal, why on earth would you want to waste your energy doing so? It is so unfair, petty, and vindictive. Sadly, I can identify at least 5 people at the moment who are being held back in their career because they fear they've been blacklisted. In one situation, a junior member of staff, after completing a short-term contract, applied for a permanent role within the same company, a huge employer. They were rejected without even an interview. They asked about this and were told no, everything's okay, but got the feeling that their re-employment within the company was being blocked by someone senior who they didn't get along with. In more than one case, and this is shocking really, someone was told to their face by another person, not me, the phrase, "I could ruin your career." What gives any of us the right to take down another person, to try and ruin someone's career? Because, and let's be honest about this, if you want to do this, it is personal. The case study for today, or case studies. I know of countless people, far too many to mention here, who have been in this situation. But in every single case, those who wanted to continue their publishing career were able to do so without much difficulty. There is a saying that one person's trash is another person's treasure. I'm not saying that if you've lost your job for any reason or had a blip that you are trash. I'm just saying that all it means is that your skills and competences weren't appreciated by the company that employed you. It does not mean the end of your career. And even if you completely and utterly messed up and made what a few might see as a career-ending mistake, remember, you can only truly say you work in publishing when you've been fired at least once. Even I've been fired very publicly, but that's a story for another day. Now we come to the interview question of the week. Why did you leave, or why do you want to leave? From an interviewer's perspective, you want to know why someone left their last job or why they want to leave to ensure that they move on or are moving on for the right reasons. The right reasons usually are the end of a contract, including redundancy, or to progress to new challenges, develop and move on. If you're a large company with bigger resources or titles, it is likely they will say that they want to come to you because of this. The difficulty with asking this question is that unless you've got a novice candidate, their answer is likely to be well rehearsed and practiced, especially if there have been issues. It is often difficult to detect when someone has been left for what you perceive are the wrong reasons, unless you have a background knowledge of their previous employer. Obviously, the signs to look out for are for someone who speaks about their employer in a way that tells you that they might not fit in. For example, if your company has any of the issues they mention as their reasons for leaving, like the company was under-resourced, had little or no budget to market the books, and they were chronically understaffed, or they had to cut the editorial budget and had long working hours. If someone does speak negatively, appreciate their honesty, especially if you know that their previous employer might be a difficult company to work for. But in most cases, candidates are on their guard and will give an automatic and acceptable response to this question. From a candidate's perspective, this question could be loaded. Publishing is a small industry, and if there has been a very public reporting about a situation, then do remain the professional person that you are. Do not use the interview as a confessional. Even if you know the interviewer well, they are not your friend. If you were fired from a job, practice and rehearse your answer to this question. The best tip is to write down your answer and read it back. Look for any loopholes or anything negative and then learn it word for word so you can practice and repeat it without hesitation. This episode is being recorded in February 2019. There are a couple of things to look out for from Book Careers. The first is our 5-day mini course, How to Boost Your Publishing Job Search, which has a strictly limited sign-up until the 19th of February, and the London Book Fair, which is coming up in March. At the London Book Fair, we run a careers clinic full of recruiters and human resources managers from publishing companies who are there just to talk to you. Details of this and how to apply for a free ticket for the London Book Fair if you're looking for a job are on the Book Careers website. Also, hot off the press, if you know of anyone looking for an entry-level job in publishing, please tell them to keep Saturday the 15th of June 2019 free. We'll be running a full-day training course just for them. Details to follow. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.